I don't understand why they always insist we go out in the middle of the week. Hopefully Perrin listens this time and doesn't drink nearly so much. Who am I kidding? She will, as always. I can't be mad, though. No. Why can't anything go right for us? I just wish I had a... Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Seriously, is anyone back there? It's dark and late, and I don't have a torch. And I want to help, so I am going to walk into the terribly dark and empty alleyway, okay? Okay. And I know I am talking out loud way too much, and you're probably just someone's halo that got out, or probably even just the wind knocking stuff over, but I hate it when the Nira makes us go see those movies where the monster jumps out of nowhere, so please, if you're there, don't do that. Messing around in the garbage, huh? I knew it. Just someone's halo. Oh, by Kala's grace, you're not a Talo. You're a boy. Oh, boy in a garbage can. Oh, Kala, you're in a garbage can. Oh, just hang on, sweetie. I'll get you out of there. Oh, come here, little one. Oh, there. I've got you. Now. Hey, relax, tadpole. I never hurt you. Oh, I can tell you're confused. That's all right. I'm a little confused too. It isn't every day I find a lost little boy, but it's okay. I'm here now. My name's Allie. What's yours? Not much of a talker, are you? It's good that you don't link to strangers. So, let's see if I can sniff out your family. Odd. I don't smell anyone else nearby. You and me are the only ones who have been here for days. Oh, and you smell a little ripe, tadpole. But I suppose you would after playing around in the trash. I should really take you to the hospital. Or the police. And Myla would kill me if she was here right now and knew I was even thinking about not doing that. But... you're just so cute, and you need clothes, and you're shivering from the cold, and you need protecting, and you're hungry. Well, you've made up my mind for me. I am taking you back to our apartment. But first... There. Nice and swaddled. And warmer too, I'd imagine. Now then, let's go. You're lucky that I heard you, Tadpole. If it was Perrin, she might have run away terrified. I, on the other hand, boxed during my time at the Conclave. And it's helped me every now and then in my job. I have to help all kinds at the hospital. Except with boys, obviously. We don't have one at our house. Taking you back with me tonight is probably the most selfish thing I've ever done. But the way I see it, I'm just balancing things out a bit. Whenever I'm working at the hospital, I never get to even be in the same room with an unattended male for more than a few minutes at a time. See, I don't think anyone has ever told you, but they don't let nurses without a boy in their family work in those wards. Those of us with an empty nest get the real messy work. But that's why I think we'll be okay if I take you back with me for the night. I'll be able to give you a quick checkup once we're out of the apartment, and if, matron forbid, anything's wrong, then I'll call the hospital. After that, I can get you cleaned up, find you some jammies that Perrin's been hoarding in hopes of us one day being given a boy, and of course, I'll find us something to eat to hold you over until the morning. Perrin. Ugh, if she knew that I had you all to myself right now, she'd probably be sobbing. Although, I'm hardly one to talk. We're all a little restless from not having a boy in the house for so long, but she is absolutely baby crazy. That's actually why we were out at the bar tonight. She sends in all of our requests to the central court of male consignment, and every week we always get our rejection letters. I'm sort of worried what she'll do when she finds out you're in the house in the morning. I'll definitely need to speak with Myla first, alone, just to be on the safe side. Here we are. This is our apartment building. Let me just take out the keys to the elevator so we can get up to our floor. You know, I don't usually take the elevator, but my heart couldn't take the risk of climbing all of those steps while I'm holding on to you. I think the first thing I'll do when we get inside is light some of Myla's incense before starting a brine bath for you to wash off in. This is it. Home. It isn't much, but Myla does try to make the place as warm and relaxing as she can for all of us, given our situation. Let me just put you down on the couch for a moment, sweetie. I need to grab a few things. Don't worry, I'm not going far. There they are. Ah, purple extract of myrrh. One of my favorites. This always helps me relax after work. Hopefully it'll help you too. Now, let's get you out of my jacket so I can make sure you aren't hurt. There you go. Free once more. Put your hands out in front of you, tadpole. Good boy. And now, lay them in mine. Very good. Now, make a pair of fists as hard as you can. And relax. And relax. Wonderful. Go ahead and turn your hands palm up. Great job, Muffin. Now, just fold them in your lap while I check your reflexes. This might tickle just a bit, but I have to tap your knee just to see how strong you are, okay? And such a strong kick. I bet you enjoy swimming. Now the other one. Perfect. A big strong boy like yourself probably doesn't even need girls to defend him, does he? Muscles are nice and firm. No obvious weakness. And I don't see cuts anywhere or signs of bruising. No lumps or heather boo-boos. And you aren't trying to get me to stop. Open your eyes wide for me, lovely. Like you just saw the biggest rascal ever. Rawr. Your eyes are so pretty. Like bright big emeralds. Solera is healthy green, irises aren't disproportional, and you're still hungry. As far as I can tell, you're as healthy as can be. Now, let's get you down from the couch and into the bath. Follow me, tadpole. Your bath should almost be ready now. Time to get you nice and clean. Here. Up into my arms. And down into the warm water. Better? Yeah, I thought so. I put in a little less sea salt than you might be used to. I wasn't sure how much you liked, since, well, we're still not on speaking terms. I was thinking that it might be a good idea for you to let me clean you. That way you can just relax and acclimate to the water. If that's all right, I mean. I promise to be gentle, but I can't promise that I might not want to tickle you a bit. No? All right, maybe later then. Okay, how about I wash your back first? You're so tense, little one. Just let me take care of everything for you. Much better. Just gotta clean off your Eska, and then you can hop on out and get dressed. Turn towards me, Tadpole. I need to be able to clean the whole thing. Thanks, Dumpling. That's odd. Careful when getting out, sweetie. I don't want you to slip on the tile. Here you are, sweet boy. A big, fresh towel of your very own. Let me help you dry off. I'm not sure what we have for you to eat, but I'm certain there's something. Stretch those arms up big and wide for me. I need to dry under there. We wouldn't want you to catch a cold after all. You're mine now. Tickle, 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 tickle. No. Don't pout. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. There, there. You're nearly dry. All dry. Stand still for a moment, Tadpole. I want to admire my handiwork for a moment. Goddess, you smell wonderful. But I don't smell any pheromones on you. No, nothing. That can't be right. Maybe Milo will be able to figure this out in the morning. But for now, I'm not too worried about it. And you don't seem to be bothered either. All right. To Perrin's room for some jammies. Up you go. It's basically a nursery in here already. She's been planning for a baby boy to come into our lives for so long, but she's never given up hope. I'm starting to regret bringing you here. Like all families, we have their fights, but not Perrin. She is so good to everyone. I'm gonna need your help in the morning, little one. Perrin doesn't deserve having her heart broken, okay? Thank you. I'm sorry for getting teary. Now, let's get you those pajamas. Let me see. No, too small. Definitely too small. You're a bit too old for most of what Perrin has here. It'll have to either be the red or the blue PJs, so let's just go halfsies. Onto the bed you go. I think you're going to really like the other girls. Myla is the housemaker, the oldest, and the one in charge of the finances. Lean up for me, darling. There you go. Nara is the youngest of us, but she was blessed with such strength. Not that I'm a pushover myself. She's currently working to become a police officer. And I'm hoping she can help us. I mean, help you find your home. Perrin is, well, Perrin. A bit like a cloud in body and mind. Luckily for us, she managed to find a job at a grocer nearby, and that has really helped with the cost of food. Let's see those little toes, sweetie pie. Oh, Gala, your toes are so soft and adorable. And little peas, I could just eat them all up. Sorry, Tadpole. I told myself I wasn't going to make any advances, but I couldn't help that one. Let's keep it between you and me, all right? I'm sure your family wouldn't be too happy if they knew I kissed such adorable little feetsy-weetsies. Allie, stop. Oh, I have to get a hold of myself. You're a bad influence, you know. Slowly turning me into Perrin. Since you're all dressed up now, to the kitchen. What do we have in here? I'm no dietitian, but I am pretty sure that most of this is too heavy for a boy to digest. Or you probably wouldn't like very much of it, at least. Which means that I could probably find you some formula. I'd be amazed if Perrin didn't have some put away in one of the cabinets. Wait, why are you shaking your head? You don't want formula? Milk? No? Well, Tadpole, we don't have very many options left. What about some fruit? Okay, then we shall share an Orwee. But we won't have the whole thing. I don't want the sugar keeping you up. Say ah. One for you, and one for me. Two for you, and two for me. One more piece, baby boy. Ah. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, sorry. Bad manners. But I am pooped. And if I'm tired, I can only imagine how exhausted this baby boy must be. Come here. Comfortable? No, I hope so. Oh, you look like you're about to fall asleep in my arms. It is absolutely past your bedtime. Let's go put you down for the night in my room. Time for us to get tucked in, I think. I think tonight it'd be smart if I went to bed in my regular clothes, rather than changing into my nightie. always known male companionship could be relaxing, but even limited like this. Oh, I'm going to have such a hard time letting you go tomorrow. Could we link? You don't have to be embarrassed. I'm not going to ask why your Eska isn't sending out your thoughts, but I've always wanted to dream share since. It'd mean a lot to me if you'd let me do that with you tonight. Please. Thank you. Don't worry. I'll take care of everything. Close your eyes. Focus on my voice. Good. Now, breathe with me. Just like that. There you go. You're doing it, little one. Just stay focused on our breathing.